You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to raise up Christ followers in our families and in our communities. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live out your faith in all that you do. This week, we concluded our series, Thessalonians, Faith in Uncertain Times, as we took a look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
Yeah, nobody but Jesus. He's the only one that can get us through all the stuff that's going on. Isn't that right? So let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you give us the opportunity to be here today. Help us to see you and see you clearly. In Jesus' name, amen. So if we look at the difference between sudden and immediate, it's so nice to ask a question and actually have people that could answer, right? Instead of just speaking to a camera and kind of going, okay, I hope you're talking at home because I can't hear you. What might be the difference? What do you think of when you think of sudden and immediate? What about sudden? What comes to your mind? It's like a shock all at once, okay? Anybody else? Unexpected. Okay. What about immediate? What comes to your mind there? What do you say? Fast. Okay. Snapping a finger like, okay. So in some senses, they're kind of alike, right? Okay, well, if I hold up this sign, what do you think? Now, this can mean a lot of things, right? In 1 Thessalonians 4, remember we were told that the end will come with a shout, with the sound of the trumpet, and the dead in Christ will rise first. So don't be in a cemetery at that point because sod's flying all over the place. And then the dead in Christ will rise, you know. We get to go, we're second. Actually, the old joke is that Lutherans get to go first because we're the dead in Christ. But anyway, that's the old joke, okay? Anyway, so we get to go first, right? God says that in 1 Thessalonians, but we heard in Matthew last week, we looked at Matthew 24, and it said there that it's going to come for those who aren't in the light, for those without faith. It's going to come like a thief in the night. It's going to come suddenly. It's going to come without expectancy. It's going to be a surprise. We looked at 1 Thessalonians 4, and it, you know, that shout, but in 1 Thessalonians 5, it said that there's going to be difficulties among you. And so as those difficulties are there, persevere through those difficulties. Then we get to 2 Thessalonians, and we're encouraged to keep going no matter what happens. Last week, we kind of roamed from Daniel to Matthew to Revelation and some places in between. And we had all kinds of verses that we gave in that hour-long sermon, if you watched last week. But God is, you know, maybe that's what you think of when the end is coming. You're saying, oh good, he's coming to the end of the sermon. Right? Maybe you're thinking the end is coming if you're driving on a road. You know, there's cartoons like this. If, you know, somebody says the end is coming and they're driving on the road and then they get to the end and they see the bridge is out. Well, yeah, the end of the road was coming, but, you know, I should have just had bridge out sign, right? The end is coming. Maybe the end is coming if I'm casket shopping. Maybe the end is coming if I'm sitting at my desk and retirement is getting so close and I've got that little egg timer there and I turn it over, I'm waiting for the sand to run out because I'm almost there. And then the government says, no, you got to work till you're, you know, a couple more years. And it's like, oh, I got to go buy a different, bigger egg timer now. Right? We can have all kinds of thoughts about the end is coming. The end of a service, the end of the coronavirus, the end of the end of rioting and all kinds of lawlessness that we've seen, that we can hope and pray for the end to come and to come quickly, Lord Jesus, for all of this. in so many ways. So in 2 Thessalonians 3, the rumor had been passed around that the Lord's coming back and it's going to happen soon, so why work? Why not be idle? I can just quit my job and not do that. It'll be okay. And Paul is warning them, saying, no, if you heard that from somebody else, don't listen to them, because that's not what we heard from the Lord. What I gave you from the Lord is that, yes, it's going to come like a thief in the night to those who don't know you, Jesus. It's going to come like a thief in the night to those who are not children of the light. But if you're a child of the light, you'll be able to see that it's coming closer. And I think for all of us in the last 2 weeks, we would have said, or we will say, or we do say, have said, it's coming closer. Wars and rumors of war, there'll be famines, earthquakes. Last week's text, one of the lines said, and the love for many will grow cold. Seems like it's happening before our eyes. And yet God is saying, hang on. Hang on. I want you to hang on, because the end is not yet. Those are the beginning of birth pains, Matthew 24. That was from last week, right? Not the end of birth pains, but the beginning of birth pains. So God wants to prepare us. He's giving us these texts so that we might not be misled. So he wants us to focus here. He says in the first part of this text, I want you to trust the one who is trustworthy. He says, not everybody has faith, but the Lord is faithful. So look at the one who is faithful. And then he talks about that one who's faithful would protect us from the evil and from the evil one. We don't have to look far today to see all of that around us. But we also have to understand that those who don't know Jesus, we can't expect them to act like they do know Jesus. But we should be the nobody who's telling everybody about the somebody who can save their soul. Whether they went to work at the first hour of the day or whether they went to work at the 11th hour of the day, the pay's the same. Eternal life, the gift of grace that God gives, is what he offers. Some of you may be familiar with the years ago was the Flying Walenda family. The Walendas were a family that did high wire acts and trapeze things, and they did a lot of crazy stunts on those. Last July, actually, Nick and his sister Liana did a walk over Times Square on a high wire. And as they, you know, they were interviewing them, and as they took the step off of the building and onto that 1¼-inch cable, and they're walking across, and you see him stepping and kind of sliding his foot and stepping and sliding his foot and keeping his eyes focused on the cable, on the wire. Doesn't that sound crazy? I'm afraid of heights. I watched the video and it's like, you know, I that can't be me. At certain times, the light was so blinding from all of those full light displays that they have in Times Square that it seemed like the wire became invisible for them. So they had to kind of feel where that wire was and then go. And then feel where that wire is and then go. Right? The word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my way, a step at a time. To follow the Lord Jesus a step at a time doesn't mean that I can see the end. You know, when Nick Wallenda stepped onto that cable, there was a sign at the other end maybe saying, yeah, the end is coming, right? Because he's going to get there. But it's not going to hurry along. He's going to take it a step at a time. Now, at the same time he's walking out, his sister Liana is walking the other way on the same cable. And as they get to the center, she sits down on the cable. And Nick bends down and he takes her safety strap and unhooks it and puts it under his leg and then hooks it back in. And then he takes that same leg and steps over her on the wire. And then eventually she gets up and continues on the other way. And they both get to the end. Now, Nick got there a lot sooner because he started earlier on the walk. But for both of them, till they were both done, it was about 40 minutes. Hundreds of feet up. Now, maybe you just, you know, Nick Wallenda just did a walk over an active volcano in the first week of March in Central America, just before everything closed down. You could watch that too, which is crazy. A couple years ago, he went across the Grand Canyon, and he did that without any safety wires or anything underneath. But that's what his family has done for seven generations. The great thing about it in New York, if you watch the video, he the whole time he's praising God for giving him the courage to step out of his comfort zone and to do something. And with you, God, anything is possible. And he takes that step. Oh, God, thank you that you have made me for this. And he takes another step. And Liana, as she's coming across, you can hear her singing. She's got these her little playlist that she's listening to, but the most of the time she's playing the song or listening or singing to the song, No Longer Slaves. I'm not a slave to fear. I am not a slave to fear. And you may think walking on that high wire is enough and sitting down on the high wire is enough and having somebody step over you on that high wire is enough, except that 2 years before that, Liana and a number of the Wallenda family and some of their folks had fallen off a high wire act at 40, 50 feet up, and she had broken most of the bones in her face as well as other areas. So how many, if you fall off the high wire, are saying, oh yeah, I want to get back up there? The old adage, if a horse bucks you off, get back on, right? So 2 years after that almost tragic accident, she's stepping out off of the building onto the cable. I am no longer a slave to fear. And she just walks and she sings and they talk to each other and encourage each other. And as they get closer to the end, he says, well, I'm finished. And then he actually rushes down the building and he gets in the car and they rush to the other side and he goes up the building so that he's there to greet her on the other side. Oh, you're there already. I feel like I should speed up. And he just says, take your time, one step at a time. And their whole time, their focus is on the wire, just walking along. Because they're not distracted by the lights that, well, they are, but they have to keep their focus on what's going to save them. We can look at the rioting that's going on, the destruction that's going on, the anger at police that's going on. We can look at all of those things, and those things, that's all we hear. We don't hear the good stories that are coming out. And we can be distracted, and we can say, Lord, where are you? Since January, there's been over 600 Nigerians killed, and their churches have been burned, and I'm sure they're saying, Lord, where are you? There's some of this coronavirus, and their loved ones have died by being in the wrong place at the wrong time or being moved at the wrong time or whatever. We oftentimes think God is supposed to be right there and he's supposed to help us now. And what he wants to say is, the end is coming. But take it one step at a time. What's the race that God has set out for you? Walk with perseverance. The race that God has given you to walk. the race that he's given me to walk. One step at a time, focused on the cable, Jesus Christ. He is the connector from one side to the other. He's the connector from this earth to our heavenly life. He is the connecting point. And without Jesus, I'm going down. And God invites us. And if you listen in the video, they're just saying, thank you, Lord, that we're freed to do something different, that we can step out of our comfort zone. What about you? What about me? We might not be walking on a high wire anytime soon. At least I'm not. But there might be other things that God has a purpose already designed for you. I mean, 2 years ago, who would have thought we dealt with all the things in the flood? Last year, through the flood, who would be thinking we're dealing with all the things that we're dealing with now? So next year, maybe next month, are your eyes going to be on the cable? Or are they going to be distracted? In 1 Thessalonians 3, he says this. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored as happened among you. So it was honored among you. So speed this word out so that others might also learn to walk on the wire and be focused where they need to focus to get to the other side. And then at the end, he says this. Now may the Lord of peace himself. The Lord of peace himself. Ephesians 2 says, he himself is our peace. So if we have Jesus, we should have peace, right? No, actually, if we have Jesus, we have peace. And if we don't think so, then our minds are being distracted. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. Why? Because it said earlier, the Lord is faithful. No matter what I have to walk through, no matter what we have to walk through, no matter what this world dishes out, no matter the difficulties that come, and friends, we still have it so much better than so many places. And whether that continues to be the case or not, the only cable that stretched from this world to the next is the one that God's put his son there for us to walk along with. May God bless us that our faith in uncertain times, which was kind of the title of this series, would be strengthened, that we wouldn't have to live in fear and in doubt and in question. We all get afraid. I understand that. I look at the world around us and we think, this is so crazy. Why don't they do this? Why don't they do that? Why shouldn't they? And remember that just a couple of weeks ago we talked about loving our enemies and praying for those who persecute you. And I don't know about you, but I am so bad at that. Because my eyes are focused somewhere else, not here. The Lord Jesus wants us nobodies to tell everybody about the somebody who can save their soul. No longer a slave to fear. Pray with me. Gracious Jesus, you are a faithful Son of the living Almighty God. And you have invited us to walk along whatever comes and to still trust you for the walk that you have given us. Lord, cause us simply, maybe simply is the wrong word, but Lord, help us to trust you simply so that it's only you. It's not misled by other things. It's not distracted by other things. Father, forgive us for the times that we have maybe felt like we're better than somebody else, and why we think they rather than us. Lord, forgive us. Help us to love those around us. Help us to be a light in this dark world. Help us to win love over hate. Help us to speak words of protection over our police and those who enforce our laws. Help us not to become a land of lawlessness, but a place that would honor you. And Lord, if in the meantime some of these things draw others to rethink their stand and to come closer to you, then Lord, we ask that that would be the case. Because obviously you know when the end comes. All we know is we're walking on the water. Lord God, forgive us for all the things that we've said, done, or left unsaid and undone. But in the same moment, Lord, we thank you that you have secured that wire on both ends, and it is so firm, so trustworthy that we can just take step after step after step and come to the end. And it isn't just immediate, but it will take some perseverance. That's why we love hearing your words of forgiveness and grace, because they encourage us on our walk on the wire. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sin. Thank you. In the holy name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. As a called and ordained servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is my privilege to announce to you what God has said, what He has displayed through His Son Jesus on the cross, that your sins are forgiven. In the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. May God bless us to that end.